The real action at these G8 conferences is outside. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The leaders of eight industrial nations begin meeting tomorrow in Edinburgh, Scotland, with two items before them, global warming and African poverty. Nice, modest agenda. But the real action at these conferences has always been outside, thanks to that unique species of protester, the migratory anarchist. There are many subspecies of the migratory anarchist. One of the most colorful is the clandestine insurgent clown rebel army, distinguished by their military fatigue plumage and bright red noses, and notable for their unpredictable behavior patterns, such as the one who appeared in an enormous rabbit costume waving a giant carrot at police horses. Their favorite prey is the Starbucks outlet. You'll frequently see them swarm a Starbucks, marking territory, and occasionally liberating merchandise. They're born with this instinct, and a good thing, too, because were it not for the migratory anarchist, the ecosystem would be overrun with marauding latte franchises. Although flightless, the migratory anarchist is able to travel thousands of miles and easily adapts to almost any urban surrounding, using whatever is available, beer cans, paving stones, park benches, to defend against their natural predator, the helmeted riot police. They are beautifully adapted for that challenge, equipped with capacious lungs, an amazingly obscene vocabulary, and a remarkable ability to go limp at will. And the best part is, you can easily attract a flock to your own city. Simply host a big conference and include the word summit somewhere in the title. And then, prepared to marvel at nature's diversity. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.